Hello, and welcome to Gravel Mitts, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is October 18th, 2023. Thanks for listening.
Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And tonight we have beverages.
Yay! And we're doing Nebraska tonight.
Woo.
This is Kincaidr Brewing Co. And we're going to start with the Rambler, which is a West Coast style IPA. These beers were graciously donated by my sister,
Thank you, Jessa.
who is in Nebraska and thought of us in our challenge. So thank you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I believe these are our first donated beers here. And actually, Cole was just at Kincaidr over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
He was out riding around Omaha with a buddy and they went brewery hopping on their bikes.
That is one of my favorites. We did, oh gosh, what is it called? The Ragbri Fall Ride.
Oh, I
It's
the
fun,
great, yeah.
but the first two stops are very close because you start at HQ, which is like next door to Single Speed. And then you go kind of just across the street to Mullet's. And then you have longer stretches.
Wow. Well, you realize they were in Madhouse, so their headquarters is in an old brewery.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, so the Ragri headquarters are in the Madhouse Brewing old brewery. But that's cool. But yeah, that is a really short distance. That is like n barely a mile, maybe.
Like barely starting my watch to count it. But
Right.
of course I did.
Well, that's awesome. Did that, how far, where did that go to? All of,
I ended. Oh gosh, what's it called?
did it go down to Cumming or did
It
it?
does. It goes down to Cumming, but it goes past the Cumming tap. We went to the farm to table winery place.
Okay.
Starts with an M. Oh shoot.
But you went farther down, like you were on the highway there at that point.
Yeah, but just it wasn't long. Other than that, it was pretty much all trail.
Very cool.
It was interesting. I saw a giraffe line on the trail, which is I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
A draft line.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like two they were like 2 by 2.
Yeah. So that's really fun. I love draft lines.
I do too. I've just never seen them on the trail before.
It's dangerous on the trail.
Yeah.
And
I was
honestly, they
like, that's
probably
tight.
shouldn't be doing that on the trail.
Yeah. I
It's
saw it
like
tons on Ragbri.
it's one thing on rag or like when it's one thing when there's a big ride and you know everybody's going the same direction, but at the same time, it doesn't leave a lot of time for, you know, something happening on the side or some kind of something to be coming up the road. So honestly, draft lines on the trail are not good.
It was my thought, but I didn't know enough to know. Okay, so I just pulled it up. I called it the wrong thing. It's the Great Iowa Fall Ride. And I had the last place. Middlebrook Farm was the last thing.
Gotcha.
Mercantile, which that was like a whole thing too, because we kind of like had a break for a while. And then all in the same group, you have Cumming Tap, Iowa Distilling. And then Middlebrook like is all right there, almost in the same block.
We have a gift card to the distilling company that we need to use at some
Yeah,
point.
that place is awesome.
But
Okay, sorry, back to the
anyway, this
beer.
beer, but we have a connection to Farm to Table. This says Farm Fresh on the beer
Ooh,
can. So
lovely.
there's
It's
that.
and it's a fun can. It's got fun colors.
I do enjoy the colors. They're like this, like not quite a little seagrass, lemongrass green.
That's a good descriptive word. Nice job.
Yeah. And it says the farms and ranches, the sunsets and the sandhills, the sod houses, the town square, Kincaidor Brewing Company proudly presents an all-American IPA inspired by the great city of Broken Bow, Nebraska. Huh. We have seen Broken Bow on a road sign before. Never been there.
But it is very nice. It is a West Coast IPA. I think I said that already. So we've got that nice hoppiness, kind of like a tingly finish to it. I wouldn't call it tingly, like the flavor, not the texture.
Can see that. So kind of like a light effervescent, like, and it's pretty good. Like, it's not too dark and caramely, but there's a richness to it almost, while being very smooth.
Yeah, I like it. If I was there, I would probably continue along the line to taste other beers, but I do enjoy this one. I would throw this in my bike bag for sure.
Oh, definitely. This is.
Yep.
Yeah, I would definitely drink this one again for sure. 6.7% ABV.
Yeah, I get really excited when I find ones that are lower. Like, I could drink more.
It's kind of funny when we say, ABV and the 6% is a lower beer, but because in the reality of beers, that's a high beer. But
But not for an
it
IPA.
is nice to see that, there is a trend in beer and beverages in general, I think, towards a lower IPV. And in fact, there's always been some too, more trending on the NA side. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been exploding. Like, even our little grocery store by us now, they have like a section of the refrigerator instead of like going in and like being in the little corner, there's a section of all sorts of different brands.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's everything from like Sam Adams and Busch to like Athletic Brewing. Oh, I wish I could think of it. The ones that have the pretty cans that are like arts something.
Oh,
They're awesome. They're great beers. I don't always go for them because they're a little pricier,
Entitled
but
Art, Entitled Art,
yes,
yeah,
those
or Untitled
always
Art,
good.
yep.
Yes.
Those are always good for sure. But yes, again, in that category of hey, it's a fancy beer, but it's nice to see that we have the range of mainstream beers, so large brew down to the craft brew of all forms of NA.
Yeah. Oh.
So, how are things going, Caitlin?
Forgot to cheers.
Oh, hey. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah,
Well, cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
and the sheepdogs.
and the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay. Clink.
Cheers.
It's funny. I think on our last episode, we like clinked perfectly, and I was editing it, and the software was like, oh, that must have, like, it already edited it out. I'm like,
Well,
no,
it
I wanted
probably
to keep the
did.
clink.
When it clicks, it takes out those clicks. It probably took
Yeah.
out the. Yeah.
But that's okay. We did it. That's what
Yeah,
matters. But now that we've had our beverages and at least two tangents, how are you, Kelsey?
good. I'm real good. You can see that we have a lot to talk about. It's been good to catch up with you.
Yes.
God, time has flown. Like, it's been a while since we talked last, recorded last, and volleyball season's flying through. Biking is winding down. We had our end of the season finale for our Tuesday night bike rides for our gravel nights. We had something like 50 something people show up that night. It was cool. Yes. We started in Polk City. We started out at Fender's Brewing in Polk City, and they opened up that night. They got brought in a bartender so they could be open before and after our ride, and have they were kept it open to the public so anyone could come in. Like, it wasn't just for us.
But that's really cool.
But yeah, they're like, hey, we're gonna be open so anyone come in. And went out and did our ride and went up to our friend the Thirsty Pigs bike shop up in Madrid. Took the gravel all the way up there and hung out.
Oh, so you got to go by Fat Tire.
Yep.
I love that place.
Well, we actually went to so we actually went to the Thirsty Pig bike shop. We didn't go to the Flat Tire.
But you can see it from there.
You can see it from there. But we had leftover beer from our race that we were like, hey, we need to get rid of, which we got rid of everything.
Nice job.
It was fantastic. And then we turned around, went back, and then people were able to get beer, and the pizza place was still open. So a bunch of people ordered pizza.
Yum.
It was a great end of season. So we've kind of regained our Tuesdays a little bit, which is kind of nice.
Nice.
But yeah, things are going really well. It's been fun. I've been saying that a lot lately. Like,
Yay, that's what I want to hear.
life, I've been trying to keep life being fun. So, aiming for things like, hey, I finally went out and rode at Sycamore on my mountain bike this year.
Yay, I love Sycamore.
So, get this. So, I set up my mountain bike year and a half ago at this point to go do a race after I did the race I should have been riding it on. And I haven't really ridden it since. And because I've been taking out my fat bike because I was reworking this mountain bike and finally took it out. And it was super fun.
Yay.
So
I
I
don't
went
think I've
from,
ever seen your mountain bike.
well, it's mine, as I'm using air quotes. It was Cole's. It is technically Cole's, but I'm riding it.
That works, though.
Yeah, I put new parts on it, new cassette, new wheel, updated chains, shifters, etc. So it's just as much mine as it is at this point.
Yeah. Brian has certainly enjoyed my bike a time or two or 10.
Exactly.
It's all.
When you can share bikes, it's kind of fair game, I think. As long as you have permission, you know.
Well, that's exciting. Did you join
Yeah.
like one of the groups or just went out?
No, just went out.
Nice.
Last Sunday was so gorgeous around here. Like, it was a perfect fall afternoon, 70 degrees, like high 60s, maybe 70 degree weather. Low winds, just like that perfect Sunday afternoon. And we just went out riding and just like, hey, let's just go hit up the mountain bike trails, hit up the dirt. We'll change of pace.
Nice.
I don't know. I tend to mountain bike more in the fall than any other time, I think.
It's prettiest in there in the fall.
I agree. That's my favorite time.
Nice.
I think that might be me. Otherwise, I'm going to end up on about a bajillion tangents.
I like tangents.
And tangents are good, so I'm sure we'll have a lot tonight. That might be our theme. So yeah, how about you? What's new with you?
Yeah, all sorts of things. And I know we usually say this to the end, but this has been on my brain today. Yeah. I always like think how I'm going to say something before the podcast, like if I have something, and it like plays out so nicely in my brain. And even like if I'm biking, I'll even talk out loud and be like, whatever, people can think I'm crazy. And then I get to record and it just never turns out the way it was, but I try anyways. But this morning I had a dentist appointment. And I had a different dentist because my dentist is on maternity leave. And she saw that like I had my knitting in the waiting room. And so we started talking about like what I make and she's like, oh, well, I embroider. Like it's not knitting, but I embroider and I can't really make things. And
Yeah, like which
I was like, yeah. I was like, no, that is awesome. Embroidering, I don't. It's something I might try at some point in my life, but I think that is really hard and incredible, and it takes a lot of skill. And like one thing she mentioned, like it's a very hard thing to undo if you need to change something.
Oh
But
yeah.
Either way, I'm like, whatever your like passion, talent, like be proud of it. So I just had to throw that one out there. Like, I want to make sure it's in today. Usually we throw stuff like this at the end, but excuse me. I just figured I'd start off right with it. Like
I think that's good. I think that's gonna make our episode flow today, and you'll find out more as we go along. So
I
stay
guess so.
tuned.
Yeah, so that just happened to me this morning, and I was like, for our small sliver of the world that we have listening on. See, I said this a bunch of ways too just today, and it sounded so much better. But I want to spread as much joy and positivity and stuff. So that was important to me. Anyway, so we just went to Costa Rica, so that was really cool.
I woke up one morning and I get this message from Caitlin, and she's like, yeah, bike ride at, I was like, what is she doing riding at 1:45 a.m.? Because your bike ride was at like that time. And you're like, oh, we just went zip lining. Like, what? I had no idea.
I wonder if it was delayed. I never biked that out of the
No,
time
because
then.
it would have been a time difference. Like, you would have been up early enough, because I know you did a morning bike ride that day. It
Yeah.
would have just been the time difference.
Oh, you know what? We did have an early one too before we left. So we had like two connecting flights.
Oh, that's right.
So we biked in Des Moines. We woke up at 3 and biked and then flew down because I didn't want to worry about it when we got down there. So yes, you're totally right. We did bike at like a really weird time. And we did
Gotcha.
maintain the bike every day. But where we were at was right on the beach, and Costa Rica is very not flat. And our Quiggle, which we love very much, is not a hill bike. Tiny wheels. Like, it's not even like an option for this bike. Like, if it's too steep and like you can lean as far forward as you want, but that front wheel's gonna pop up on you. So I found a little circle and I would just do like 10 circles where the hills were so hard on that bike. But then there was a straightaway and then I could go down straightaway up. Like, and I think
Hey.
Brian did it one day 11 times to get 2 miles.
Oh God.
So I'm gonna count that as pretty solid dedication, but like it would take me 15 minutes to get to 1 mile, which on a bike is not
That's
terrible, but
solid.
it's not what I
That's
typically
pretty
do.
solid though. I need to go look this up. I'm looking up Caitlin's Strava on this
Oh
one.
yeah, there was one day where I'm like, I'm just gonna go back and forth in the same straightaway for a little bit, and I did some circles and yeah, so that was fun. Let's see, I'd never ziplined before, so I did that. Or we did that, my husband and I had never been on a catamaran and we did that, and that was so cool. And we snorkeled like 3 different times.
God, that's one thing I haven't done in ages, but it's so much fun.
It is fun. It just takes a second. Like you gotta kind of like get past the strangeness of it.
Yes.
And I kind of knew that going in, but it's still
See.
like your nose is plugged by the mask, and then you've got the snorkel, and you've got to make sure it's up. Because I had one time where it was like a little further back, and it was fine, but I'm like, this needs to be up so I can get air. And we did it with vests on, and then when we did the catamaran trip, they gave us noodles. So he's like, "You want a noodle?"
Like, yes.
I'm like, "Yeah, that works." It just noodles, just a funny word. And the whole reason we were there is our friends Tim and Randy got married, and the ceremony was beautiful. It like sprinkled at the end, which I thought actually just made it even cooler, and it was a lot of fun. And I think like we would have never done something like this like without something prompting us to do it.
I'm really glad you guys were able to go. Like, it was good for you two to just be somewhere and enjoy something that wasn't here.
Yeah. And yeah, it was cool. I've done all inclusive on cruises before, but never like a resort. And that was cool, but also like it was nice you always knew you had food.
Yes.
But we left quite a few times to like do excursions and stuff. So something to kind of think about in the future, but it was nice knowing like at any point of the day there was food somewhere. And they had this great like coffee ice cream shop since Costa Rica's very awesome on their
Big on
coffee.
the coffee.
It was cool.
I think almost anywhere, if you have the option of all inclusive on a beverage, is like adult beverages, it's almost worth it.
Yeah, we had mudslides every morning.
That's awesome.
That was pretty sweet.
So, in your 1.28 miles of doing your ride, you had 112 feet of climb. That will be very typical of what you will be seeing this coming weekend.
But I will not be riding the
No,
Quiggle.
you will not. The Quiggle, oh God, I wonder if someone could ride the Quiggle on a gravel race.
I know people have taken them on like long trips, but I don't think they were necessarily hilly on even trips. And
Gotcha.
it is a fantastic, like, we've taken it to Illinois to my parents and it's been totally great. And we took it to Washington, totally great there. Sorry, Washington, D.C., not state. We didn't have it when we went to Washington State. But yeah, and it was also cobblestones at the resort. They were pretty decent, though. They're pretty well maintained cobblestones, but they were cobblestones.
Man,
But
can't imagine. No thanks.
yeah, I was so happy to be back to a bigger tire bike.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. I think for the intention of that bike, it is fantastic. Highly recommend it. Like if you're looking to like zip around, especially any city, and you're going like 1 to 3 miles, it is awesome. And it folds so small. Like they've shown it like in subway cars, people just put it underneath their feet.
Oh wow.
Cause it's folds up that small. So
Well, yeah, for exactly for what that it's intended for that purpose, it's a great bike.
yeah. Let's see. I think that's mostly me. I'm not sure how evident it is. Kelsey like caught it right away, but somehow I managed to catch the like flight sickness. I don't know. I've been kind of weird all week.
There's
But
just that little hindrance in your voice, a little hiccup in your voice, but yeah,
yeah.
about par for the course for you this year.
I know. Oh my goodness. So I think announcements.
But you'll definitely still be able to enter for finishing up our loose ends,
Woo
our
woo.
keep it going, our GK Grow Long Mal this year. Which is fantastic. Remember, you can enter on our website, which I need to go and do some updating on. I finally have really good working internet now where I can do like multiple things at a time.
Yay.
I tried working at home, like my day job at home one day, and it's like, I have no chance of doing this. And so I was like, oh, we're finally going to upgrade. And so we did, and it's amazing.
Yay.
We have fiber internet now. But yes, we'll get that going, and we'll have some entries from Instagram, so you can use the hashtag GK Grow MAL. And yeah, anything else?
I think that's it. Yeah. And we still have the Stein. So
Oh,
please enter
yes.
for the year long.
There's still the year-long look
Steins.
along. So, yes, we still have our Stein challenge going. I will get an update for where we're at in that progress. That form is still open. And yes, please join us.
Yay.
anything, any projects at this point that are in progress or started or anything that qualifies that way is welcome to join along. Knitting, crochet, weaving, etc. So it looks like we actually have some toasts tonight.
Yay, we do. So we had previously mentioned that we spoke at the Des Moines Knitting Guild, and we met Jean there, and Jean actually kind of connected us with that whole group. But Jean Gross, she will be teaching at a local fiber festival. It is a Threads and Fiber Festival. It'll be November 18th through the 19th at Franklin Junior High School, which is in Des Moines. So, Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday at 9 to 3:30. If you are going or if you're local, check it out. Or maybe even there's some virtual options. I'm not totally sure, but
It I
yeah.
you know it's for Iowa, it's probably one of our bigger events. So it's a 2-day event. They have vendors both days. I think you've, or at least one of our old co-hosts has been to this one before.
Yeah, I haven't made it to this one yet. I made it to the one near Winterset, but not this one yet. Maybe I will this time.
Yeah, hopefully I will be back and maybe we can both go.
Even better.
So
But if
cool.
you're around or you just want to check out someone who's awesome, she'll be there.
Gina is pretty cool. You actually got, didn't you get to hang out with her not too long ago?
So we tried. So the Knitting Guild actually ended up dividing, and there's like a two groups now, and Jean is in this new group, but she invited me and then got sick, so I still went, but she didn't make it.
Gotcha.
But there's they're the Fibersmiths,
Okay.
and they're meeting once a month and just going from there. So I'm excited to see what the group is there. Everyone's so inviting. It was a really nice time. We talked a lot about state fair entries, and I'm like more inspired to just be like, I should just put something in.
Yes. I think I just need someone to like show me the way as far as fiber goes. Been a
Yeah.
million years since I entered anything in the fair.
And I feel like, I don't know, I had a shawl and I should have just entered it, that test knit that I did with the cable. It was nothing
Oh.
compared to the shawls I saw, but I would have liked to get some feedback on it because I think it was a really good, like, I think I did a good job with what it was. But now I've worn it a bunch of times, and which I guess people will enter things that they've worn.
They will.
Yeah.
It's mostly about what it is, not necessarily about, what's
It's
been it with
freshness.
it, Exactly.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that's really cool.
So, yeah. Kelsey, what have you been listening to?
I have been listening to Bike Talk with Dave.
Yay.
He is a very cool man. His name is Dave Mabel. He is a cross racer and a gravel racer and a cool gentleman. He loves photography. He's very good at it. He and his wife Dee ride their tandem together.
In
And
the races?
sometimes, yeah,
Cool.
there have been a couple of like bigger bike races. I think they've even ridden their bike at Gravel Worlds even. But a lot of the races
Cool.
around here, they've ridden their bike together. They are kind of one of those inspirations for Cole and I to ride a tandem together one of these days. But yeah, so Dave does a podcast. He started probably about 2 years ago at this point, and he interviews different people. So he has interviewed everybody from Chase Work, who is a gravel racer who recently I believe he rode in Iceland with at the Rift
Cool.
to a local gravel racer, to mountain bikers, to cross racers. Like, cross season is just starting and it's a big deal. And he talks to race directors and et cetera. It's just a good overall podcast, and he brings a good atmosphere to it. So yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to Dave.
Yay! Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Kelsey.
You are welcome.
Kelsey, what's brewing?
So really, I haven't had a whole lot of time to like work on a lot of different things. But look at this.
What?
Isn't it
You have like
the
a whole sweater there. What are you talking about?
cutest? It's
Oh, it's so cute.
adorable. Although I did find out one little tiny sad little thing. Anyway, this is a love note. It might be too small for the intended recipient.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I'm
So
sure we can
I
find it at home.
exactly. So I'm not too worried. Like, I know I can find it at home, but I'm gonna be a little sad if the intended recipient can't have it this weekend.
Yeah.
I am knitting a love note, and my intended recipient is my little darling friend Charlie. And Charlie loves knitting. Well, she's getting to love knitting. She has sticks and string and plays with them.
Aw, which is also Kelsey's niece.
Yes, she is my niece by choice. She is my chosen niecling, and she'll be a knitter one day. Yeah, I can
Aww.
just tell. But she lives in this last sweater I gave her. But she is 5 years old. Kiddo is growing up. And I ended up making the size 4 to 6 rather than the 6 to 8,
Okay.
thinking that she was a little bit smaller. So it's gonna be a tight fit, I think. So we'll see if it fits. If not, I will happily make her a new sweater that actually does fit her and find a home for this one.
It's very pretty. And you have definitely been knitting. That's a whole sweater.
It, yeah. I could probably almost fit my arm in it, to be honest. Ooh, I wonder. Let's see. Well, my arm doesn't exactly fit, but sort of
Kinda.
fits. But I think I talked about the yarn on the last podcast. I think I talked that I went to Jan's Yarn Barn.
Yes.
I cast this on during, like, right before our last knit night. So 3 weeks ago, I think. And
Solid.
I have all, I just cast off, just bound off the second sleeve. So I am picking up the provisional stitches at the neckline. And probably by now, 90% of the knitting world knows about the love note sweater. But for those of you that don't know, it's by Tin Can Knits, available online from their website. I think it's just tincanknits.com.
That sounds right.
And it's a super awesome, easy pattern. Has a little bit of lace. It's kind of easy, super welcoming intro to lace if you're not familiar. Super big needles. I guarantee you, if I sat down and worked on it in a weekend, I could knit an adult size in a weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. If you're looking for a nano knitmo sweater, this would be a great one. Yeah, I just have the neckline left to do.
Yay.
I held a fingering and weight wool double on size, US size, 9 needles. Yay! But it's about done.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Let's see, what else have I been working on? I've been working on a hat.
Is this the pretty hat that you sent me on Sunday?
Is. I
I love it.
finally have the last color in with the bag, so
And is this a Kelsey invention?
this is a Kelsey invention.
Ooh.
It is a broken rib beanie
Okay.
that is marled.
Marley.
So it uses two strands of fingering white. And I'm currently working on my design for the decrease at the top.
Okay. That
So
pink is so
it,
fun.
oh, it's really peach.
Oh, peach.
Yeah, but
I
it's
guess I
a,
see it as peach too. I just had a bad color name.
oh, hang on 1 second. Here's where's the pink's gonna come in.
Ooh.
Pink's gonna be at the top.
That'll be fun.
I recently finished, ooh, and I don't have it out here because I think I finished it since the last time. I finished that Flurry Fusion shawl.
Yay.
This is going to be a slightly slouchy beanie.
Cute. That's cute.
It's nice
Especially
and
with the ends kind of framing your face there. I like
hanging out, yeah, just over the
it.
ice. Probably should take a selfie of this one.
Yeah. Post that on the Instagrams. Super cute.
Yeah, so it's marled. It's two strands of fingering weight held double. Because, my wonderful friend Caitlin loves marling.
So much.
And I figured, how could I have a shawl without a matching hat? And personally, I love a beanie, but I also love a slouchy hat. And I was trying to find the right amount of like cushiness on my head versus slouchiness. Because I
Okay.
always want it over my ears.
Me too.
But I like having the slouch at the back. And so this has a ribbed brim. It's about 2.5 inches of a brim. And then it goes up for a while and it has a slouchy beanie with a broken rib. And it's gonna have a cool pattern at the top of the decrease. So I'm kind of finishing that out now, but it will kind of go hand in hand with the shawl.
Nice. Yay.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking there'll probably be some mitts as well
Fun.
because I have yarn left over and my office is really cold. So yeah, look forward to this one.
It's lovely.
I guess I'll just call it the broken rib slouch. Which is great because for an entire like 3 months I had a broken rib and was like slouch.
I remember that.
It
It's funny now.
is funny now, but
Yeah,
hey. I think that wraps it up for me.
okie I have a new started project, and I did get this on the Instagram so you guys can see some pictures of it. So this isn't necessarily a unicorn project, but it's one that's been in my queue for guys since almost the beginning of this podcast. I have wanted to knit this hat. And when I put it in my queue, I did not even know it was double knitting,
Oh,
but it
wow.
is. Which totally makes sense because the way that, like, what this hat is. So it's called the Hemisphere Hat by Lynette Hulse. I'm so sorry if I did not get your last name correct. And this is a worsted weight hat. And it is like a globe. Is the Earth on your head.
Oh, sweet.
So very cool. I linked her
Oh.
website, and it must be really popular because she has like a section of patterns, but then the hemisphere is actually just like you can just click on the hemisphere hat, like right at the top.
I think I'm going to have to make this for all of my coworkers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about it. And she knitted it out of Malabrigo. So I think it'd be very like certain hats, like I have to kind of play with my gauge a little more, but Malabrigo is such a great yarn to work with. But I already had some Cloudboard yarn set aside for it. And I know Cloud, like it's all discontinued now. But I have this semi-solid, oh no, yeah, I'm gonna call it a tonal. They're tonals. Blue and green that I'm using. So I'm kind of going like normal earth colors. But even on the pattern, she shows one with brown and the land color is this lovely like green orange sand colored yarn that she uses. So I think it's really cool. But I thought the instructions were pretty clear. I had to do the cast on twice, not so much because of her, but because I was trying to do it in the airport and I was not reading the
I
directions
was just
right.
gonna ask.
Yes, because it was a, what was the cast on? It was a little, it was not the normal one. I don't have the pattern up. I know this. It makes it so it's like it's like almost like seamless. Like you don't see a seam.
Kind of like a figure eight, but not almost like a.
But it makes a very cool, neat edge, and it's it go flows right into the ribbing. And setting up the double knitting, like the ribbing for the hat doesn't have it, and then it has it after it, was no problem. The instructions are super clear. There's an entire page of definitions on how to do things. So I think it's a great pattern purchase. But I am excited that I'm finally making this hat.
Yay! Oh, that's so
Because
cool.
like I've talked about it, I think even on the podcast, and I just hadn't done it.
I
It is interesting though, like I brought enough for like three different projects, but I basically only worked on this hat because double knitting takes some time.
How much did you get done?
I have reached the bottom of Africa and South America. I have passed Australia.
Cool.
But for, let's see, almost 10 hours in the air. And granted, like there's time, there's transition, and I'm having snacks and whatever. Yeah, it's a more time consuming hat, which is just fine. And it'll be really cool because it's reversible. So I can go either way because it's double knitting. But yeah, could you imagine doing like trying to carry a float across some of the oceans?
Oh no,
And I mean,
jeez.
intarsia with this would be an option, but oh my goodness, that'd be a lot of strands of yarn too.
Yeah, my only thought would be like ladder back or.
Oh yeah, that's true. But this just makes it more snuggly, so
Oh, definitely. Like
yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to do like 10 of these.
Yay.
For real, I think that would go over well with one of my coworkers.
Yeah, there's so many cool ones out there. Like if you follow one of the hashtags on Instagram or look at the pattern website, people have done all sorts of things with it. So it is cool.
So cool.
But I finally got that started. Let's see. I am currently working on the Abrego. I feel like I talk about it every time, but I'm working on
But you are working on it. Like, I'm
it.
actually seeing
Yeah.
progress being made on it. So,
It'd be so cool to get it done by the end of the year, but I don't know. We'll find out. It's since it's like sits at my desk at home, like I just don't really knit a lot while I work from home.
Right.
So, which is funny, like I would think it wouldn't be that way, but I don't know. I'm kind of like really in it when I'm at home because there's nothing to distract me. So, that's where I'm at. Let's see. It's not Nepho, but it's almost Nepho. I finished my Thanksgiving socks held triple,
Ooh.
but I have like a little hole in one of the where the gusset. Oh, it's like where your ankle is. There's a little hole, so I want to sew some
Extra, like.
duplicate stitch in there to just close that up. But I. So I've po followed the pattern. And one thing I didn't consider since I was holding the yarn triple is that my stitches are taller. So I stopped at the length for me, which I think is like 7.5 inches or something, and then started my toe decreases. But they're a lot longer than my feet because the stitches are taller.
Oh, because these are the ones that you have the rabbit in, aren't right?
Yes. And I like thought about it for a while and I was like, what do I want to do? And I was like, I know someone these might fit. So my biking buddy Leah, they fit her perfect.
Oh,
So I
good.
got really lucky. So she tried them on and then I was like, oh yeah, I have to fix the heel though because there's a hole in the side on the side. So then after she fell in love with them, I'm like, give those back. So I really should finish that so I can give those back to her. But it hasn't gotten too cold yet anyway, so she doesn't need them yet. But yeah, they're so wonderful. They feel great, but like I've got like so much room at the end. So like not so much, but enough that like I would have re had to redo it for myself. But if they fit someone else, then awesome. And there's plenty of yarn.
Right.
I'll probably make another pair. And I'm believe I talked about this last week, but my notes weren't great, so I put in a better link. I casted on a new bag, and this is called, now that I clicked on the link, I'm lost, the
The
Etta Bag 2.0 by Suzanne Mueller. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I think I talked about how this one's like pearl-based lace knitting. Like it's the same thing each side. But it's like, I like the rhythm of it. I'm really into it. I wasn't sure how I'd feel about it because I'm definitely someone who likes the knit stitches more than the purl stitches, but it has a nice flow. So I'm enjoying it. And yeah, I think I talked about last time how much I liked the way the pattern was written. I think it's really like clear and understandable and gives a lot of like tips and hints, which I like.
Where are you keeping this one?
Brian's car. So it'll probably sit for 6 months, but it gets love every time I'm in there because it's so easy to pick up and go. Yeah. And then I did get some work on the sunflower prayers pot holder. I also put a picture of that on
Woo!
Instagram. But like I only have 5 more rows left. And like 2 or 3 of those rows is like the same color all the way along it. I just The problem is like my reports run so fast at work now. Like I just don't have like it sits and looks pretty by my desk and I knit like 4 stitches and then my report pulls up and then I'm back to work.
You're like, oh,
Which is fine. Go
understand.
technology and being more efficient. But that is going. Yeah, I think that's let's see. I have one more to talk about, but I'm gonna talk about it in FOs, even though that's incorrect for our format, but I'm doing it anyways because I'm a rebel.
Oh, how dare you?
I know. Would we like another beverage now, or do we want to do FOs and then beverages and then topic?
I think maybe we're ready for a new beer
Fabulous.
and the bathroom break.
Always. We're very hydrated people. We do
Yes,
good.
I am
Okay.
pre-gamed.
Oh, I did too. I had a porter.
A cider.
Yum. And how perfect for the season. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, back.
Hello.
A good little pig in the
Hi, little
can
piggy.
area.
It really is a little piggy. It's really cute. Is it
I
like a
don't.
finger puppet?
It's just a little squishy pig.
Oh, hi, squishy piggy. You are super cute.
I caught him on Ragri.
Oh, nice. I did not get a cute little piggy on Ragbri, so you got me there.
I don't think it was this year. I think it was a couple years ago.
Okay.
But nonetheless, squishy pig. Just gonna bring up my notes on the next beer.
That's fine. I got distracted. I'm looking through all the different hemisphere hats.
Ooh.
It's cool to see the different like approaches people took. Like some people will make like Antarctica white and then make the
Oh.
continents green, and there's one that like the continents are like this really cool gray, black, and white yarn, and it works. It's cool. Yeah.
I'm for real. Like, I might have to do that one for a bunch of my coworkers.
Cool. I hope you like it. I'll be excited to hear your thoughts on it. It's just like that book club thing, like, or not necessarily book club, but like when you read a book and you really need to talk to someone about it and they're
Yeah.
like reading something else. I'm like, no, put that down right now and read this other book because we need to talk about it.
This now.
I bought two books today. Okay, I'm the queen of
Okay,
tangents today.
tell me about your books.
I bought two Buffy books.
Puppy books.
Buffy, like the
Buff,
Vampire
buff.
Slayer. So I guess it's like how it should be interesting how this. I'm trying to type on the wrong keyboard. But right now it's like the front page of Audible, which is actually not where I found it, and that I went onto Audible and bought it. But it's Slayers, a Buffyverse story, and I'm not going to go into too much detail, but it's like a 10 years after the final battle from the TV series. This is like following up on that.
Gotcha.
So that should be interesting. And then in the process, I saw that there's also, and then I also bought this book, which only came out last year. Into Every Generation, a Slayer is Born: How Buffy Staked Our Hearts. Like, okay,
That's cute.
I have to. It was such a thing.
There's definitely a point where we live for nostalgia. Like,
Sure.
well, and I can't, if, oh gosh, what was that show? If Gilmore Girls had another, come back again, like, I would hands down be all about it.
I would too. I think that'd be fantastic.
There's always that place for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited though. I hope that it's well done so far in Amazon. There are seven ratings, but they're all 5 stars. So I figured that was a good sign, but it did just come out. So, on Audible, those 309 ratings, and it's an average of 4.8.
Oh, wow.
But I feel like Audible ratings are usually a little higher than everywhere else,
Okay.
which is not necessarily bad. Maybe just Audible people are happy. I don't know. Or not. I don't know.
You might have a valid point. Like, maybe people like listening to books rather than reading them. It makes a big difference. I know there are some books I would much rather listen to than actually physically read, versus sometimes I would much rather read the book than listen to it. I don't know.
I completely agree with you. There is something about being able to use your imagination and like have the words in your head when you're reading them and listening to them. And then there's kind of like this cool aspect of hearing it acting out.
Well, and so that kind of like, as far as that goes, that extends for me into movies. I am horrible when I've read a book and then a movie comes out and the movie is nothing like the book it was in my head.
Yes.
Like it, I just can't do it. So there is, so I still have yet to watch The Lincoln Lawyer, because that is a book that I want to read first, followed by the movie, followed by the show.
I like it.
Which I might actually just have to put onto Audible for one of my upcoming trips.
That would be awesome. Yeah, so I think we're at a beer review.
Yeah, okay, beer.
So funny story, friends. Of our donated beers, my sister donated them to us and then or sponsored us or whatever. And then my dad was not aware that they were set aside for that. So he drank our second beer. But fortunately, Kelsey has had this beer, so she can still talk about it. And I'm gonna drink it.
I do not have
So
it, so full disclosure, I am making my comments on what I know to be true of this beer, which I am happy to do. I tried actually multiple times to get this beer to bring it home because I was actually somewhere where I could pick it up, but I did not bring it back.
this is not the same brewery, right?
Right.
Okay, this is Thunderhead Brewing Company.
Yes.
But this one is a Mid-American IPA, and as you probably thought, there is a flight theme to this. So we've got a pilot smoking a stogie, giving us a thumbs up on the label. All right, Kelsey, my camera is just
Oh. There we go. Kind of got it. You
kind
might
of
just have to
temperamental.
see. Oh, there
Yeah,
we
there
go.
it is. Yeah, so it's
Yeah.
kind of funny. It
It's
has like
totally
a
funny. It's definitely like the old school, like
vintage.
70s, early vintage, like flight jacket, goggles, hat, the whole deal. If I remember right, it's a little bit of a smaller tap room. They're growing.
Get bigger.
Yeah. I would say the last time I had them was like a year or two ago. So they're still somewhat new-ish and had kind of a homebrew feel.
It's good. It is sweeter than I expected, which I really like. I'm going through all of the descriptive words here. I wouldn't go as far as calling it super complex, but there is a little bit of a journey that you're going on. It's a little bit of funky going on. No, yeah, I'm gonna change it to earthy.
Okay.
It's more of an earthy citrusy IPA. That's what I'm gonna go
How about I give you a little description from what Untappd has to say?
Fabulous.
Characterized by a floral, fruity, citrus-like, piney, or resinous American variety hop character.
I should have said floral.
Ah, but I can also see where your like resinous could come into earthy.
Yeah. I totally get the floral now, though.
The IPA beer style is all about hop flavor, aroma, and bitterness. This has been the most entered category at the Great American Beer Festival for more than a decade and is the top-selling craft beer style in supermarkets and liquor stores across the US.
I did not know that.
Yeah, interesting.
It's good. It kind of hangs out. You get like a long journey with it. But it's fun. And I like, I don't know, they have this thing, never filtered, never pasteurized, always refrigerate.
Yes, always good to refrigerate your IPAs.
I like it. The floral, that's like such a good way to say it, 'cause I'm like, this is sweet and earthy, but really that's floral.
It floral or is it vegetative?
Think I'm gonna go with floral still. I'm
Okay.
not getting as much of the piney as they are saying. Like, I wouldn't use that.
Gotcha. But would you still have a like light bitterness?
Yeah, I'm sure. I would say it's not a beginner's IPA though.
I think that's fair.
It puts a pretty loud hoppy flavor. Not in a bad way, it just is. Kelsey, any more thoughts on our crop duster?
I do not have any more thoughts on this beer.
Okay, fabulous. I think that brings us to FOs.
And I got nada.
You have almost though.
I do have an almost. I have two very almost, like two very almost. But no, I have no finished products.
I have one.
Yay!
So on my fat bike, which I have been riding more to prep for this race this weekend, I have a dishcloth, and I actually ran out of yarn the other night when I was knitting on it.
What?
So I brought it home, and it was like a it's Lily Sugar in the Cream, and it was a white base colorway with like purples and greens in it. So I just finished it off with white, and it actually looked really nice. Like I wasn't sure how I'd feel, like if that could still be a gift yarn project, but I kind of
Oh,
liked it with the different
definitely.
color on the tip. So
No, you sent me a picture, and I definitely think you can.
yeah, so it's in the gift drawer right now. And so I started another one. So this is where I'm cheating because I didn't talk about this earlier. And I grabbed some of Lion Brand's re-up yarn in black and orange. And I'm gonna make a black and orange striped one for Halloween.
Oh,
It'll probably
cool.
sit in my bike for a year, but
But that's okay. You know what? It matters when you started it, right?
yeah. And it's looking pretty cute so far, so I'm excited to see that finished and enjoy watching the stripes grow. And this
Yay.
time I did a different stripe pattern because in the past, the last few I've done, it's like two rows, two rows, four rows, two rows, two rows, four rows. So you have like a larger stripe that alternates in color as you go up. This time I'm just going two by two all the way up, which makes the back really like crazy. With the stockinette, or not
The
stockinette, garter. But yeah. So that was exciting. Add that into my gift knitting. Or if I just wanted another dishcloth, but we have so many
so
great
many
dishcloths right
dishcloths.
now.
You're like,
So
here's a dishcloth, and
yeah.
here's a dishcloth, and here's a dishcloth.
Maybe that's what I should do for Christmas. Instead of trying to make these hats, which has failed epically, I have like three finished hats to give away for Christmas, is I'll do dishcloths instead because I probably have like 10 or so.
Do like a nice little dishcloth bundle. Here's like your
Yeah.
dishcloth and your like cool soap.
Yes. I like cool soaps.
I
That'd
like
be fun.
doing that. That kind of sounds fun to me.
Yeah. And it's fun to go to soap stores and find yummy flavors.
Yes, it is. We're lucky. We have a lot of like cool like local places around too.
We are pretty lucky. Got some pretty cool crafters here in the Iowas. I have no stash enhancements. Do you
Are
have any
you
stash enhancements?
sure you don't have any stash enhancements?
Do I?
Did you get a quarterly update? Or did I just not open this one?
Oh, it's on my floor. I haven't opened mine either. I do have a stash enhancement. I always wait till recording to open it, and I kind of forgot I had it.
You've
I
got it
might.
right there?
Yes, I do. I'll get
Oh,
it.
I hadn't opened this one because I just hadn't had the time. Like I felt like waiting to open until a fun day, and apparently this is the fun day. So
Yes, it is. It's Kelsey and Kaylin time.
we're gonna open these together. This is
Hi.
our quarterly update from our
New sticker.
Patreon. Oh.
She has a rainbow sticker on the outside. I love
Oh,
rainbows.
okay.
Your
So this
camera
is our
works better than
yarn
mine.
from Watts Yarn. Apologies for the crinkling.
Yarns. Ah!
Oh,
Oh, and there's a little thank you note in here. It just popped out at me.
mine too.
Okay, well, I grabbed this brown pinky yarn first.
These colors have been inspired by the variety of mushrooms. Purplish skein by the bluet, which is psilocybin nuda. And the tan skein was inspired by hen of the woods, Grifola
And this is
frondosa.
really fun stationery.
Yeah,
It kind of has like a Halloween circus vibe going on
oh,
to me.
these are my colors. These are totally my jam.
But this tan is lovely.
Yeah, it is. Oh,
I want to knit it right now. And the second
it's
one, oh, it's purple.
a perfect Caitlin purple.
These match together so nice. And I was trying to see like this tan skein. I feel like there's a little pinky purpley in it.
Yes, there's just that, like, well, and you can almost see enough, like, there's just enough of the tinge of that purple.
It's so fun. Oh, it's
Oh,
so lovely.
I can't wait.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Maddie.
I've been thinking about doing a campfire cardigan with her yarns. It's
That'd be
like
awesome.
that crochet cardigan.
And now you have so many samples to be like, I need more of this one.
Yes. Yay. So I got mine on Fingering Away, and Caitlin got hers on DK. And
Yes,
oh,
thank you so much for the DK.
thanks, Maddie.
Yay. Yeah, if anyone's looking for fun yarn to get, it's a good Patreon to join, but of course, join us first.
Yes, definitely.
We just scheduled our next hangout, so
We did. That's
pretty
coming
excited.
right up in November.
Yeah. And we're gonna squeeze it in before the holiday craziness, I think.
Yes. So I think that moves us into hangovers.
Yes.
I will say I had a hangover. And that is a project hangover. Technically, it's more of a frustration. Like, it's definitely, I need to go out for breakfast the next day. Like, I need that greasy breakfast afterwards. The yarn I bought for the love note. And now the brand's escaping me. It's that Australian wool. And it just, however I undid it from the ball, it just kept getting tangled and wrapped around itself to the point where I ended up like breaking my skein multiple times and reconnecting.
That sucks. That's
Yeah.
frustrating.
Like, I probably have enough. I just barely had enough to bind off the second sleeve. But if I hadn't broken off all the other chunks, I would still have enough to go do the neck. So now I'm gonna go back and pick up the little bits. Like, they're big chunks that I broke off just because I didn't feel like dealing with it.
That's so
Yeah. And I couldn't quite tell whether it was better to pull from the inside of it or the outside of it, because it wasn't a hang. It was a ball, but like it was a somewhat loose ball. It really didn't have a better inside or outside, and just kept getting like tangled.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah. So that is my big like tangled
I feel like I would
frustration.
also need
Like,
some rounds of like Advil or
a, you
ibuprofen.
know,
Maybe a
wake
talking to Kelsey, like
it'd be like, here,
little
throw this
fist
at
shaking.
Kelsey.
Right, I need to vent.
It No, it's definitely a wake up in the morning. I need water and Advil right away. I need a trip to the library and have the greasy chili omelet and perhaps not moving. Type of hangover. It's just so irritating.
That's, yeah, that is. Oh, yeah. And I wonder, like, what, when you run into that, it's so frustrating.
I don't know.
I do not have any hangovers.
Good.
So I think that brings us to the topic tonight, which was Kelsey's idea.
And it's kind of, we're going to kind of look at it, and I think one of two ways, I guess, perhaps. And as kind of Caitlin mentioned earlier, we're looking for some of that joy in life and looking for the kind of the good things. And when this episode comes around, it's going to be close to Thanksgiving. And I was just kind of thinking about some of the things that I'm thankful for in nibbing and some of the things that, nibbing means to me in life. And just, where fiber crafting is good. So I don't know how you want to do this, maybe just a little bit of a back and forth, or
Sure.
I was kind of putting a list together in my head, like not necessarily like a top 10 or anything, but
That's good. I do not have 10 points.
I don't have 10 points. I have a handful. But I was looking at it from that perspective. Like David Letterman, here's my top 10 of what knitting is wonderful for, or why knitting is great in my life, or what I'm thankful for. Number one is that knitting exists, that yarn crafts, fiber crafts exists. Because it has brought me connections. It has brought me an outlet. It has brought me a whole new world. And there's so much that just brings together as far as a community and a place to be. The fiber community absolutely has brought my like that is where I grew up as and brought me a sense of me being me.
I love it. So I think my first one's kind of along that same line. Like, I always know it's there, and that's like really comforting. So I think that was my first thing. Like, it's always available. It's always something that I can pick up and do. And when I'm sitting in the right room, I don't, or not the weight room. Yeah, the weight room. What's the right? Like when you're waiting for appointments is what I mean.
Oh,
Where
like a
you're in
waiting area.
lines.
When
Yeah.
you're waiting places, when you've got, the time to kill, there's
I
always
think
going to be
it's,
that thing.
yeah, it's just a great stress reliever and it's meditative. So it's always available and accessible. I feel like I've tried very hard to make it as accessible and available in my life. I have projects stashed everywhere. Like each of my son's diaper bags, each of our cars, all of my bikes. It will probably be on my bike during the race Saturday, even though it's like extra weight. Like it's fine. Yeah. So I guess I'll turn it back to you.
Well, I guess I'll play off your there and it's always there, like especially with how the community has evolved over time, right? So 30 years ago, knitting to me was a book. It was my mother showing me how to knit. It was maybe another book or figuring it out on my own or sticking the string around, sticking it and stabbing it and pulling it through and creating something. Certainly, the process has changed over time and it has evolved to the point where even finding a pattern is at our fingertips. It is a constant that can even be a calling place in the world, like bringing around from place to place as far as almost a security blanket. You set your fingers down on it, you feel it. They talk about psychology and how the thought of feeling something can bring you back to a place. Well, even just that calming feeling of feeling your yarn, feeling your needles, knowing it's there, can just be that good comfort. I very much agree with that.
I love it. And my next point's kind of along that line too. There's so many different levels too, right? So I can do a dishcloth that is literally knit across, and it's just this meditative, wonderful thing, or like that wonderful section of your sweater. Well, some people, including myself, or like one way or the other, depending on the day, but like just miles of snockinette, that is totally going to be a thing now. Stockinette, and you're just knit, and like how like chill and nice that is. But then you can also pick up this like crazy lace bobble, cable situation and like really dig into that. I like that there's just all these different levels that you can go after on a project. And they all look great in the end. It's just kind of the experience you're looking for.
Oh, I like that.
Snocking
It's definitely snockinette.
it.
I'm totally going with that in the future. Oh, I'm just working on some snockinette, instead of it's sock, it's sockinette.
I like
Doing,
it.
I'm so I'm doing some snockinette on my sock. Was the last time that you sat down with your knitting and just zoned out to the rest of the world, but 100% focused on your knitting?
Maybe on the plane at some points when I was doing double knitting. But like, I don't know. It's been a hot minute.
I, for so much of the last handful of years, knitting has been a background comfort of something to keep my hands busy. But something I'm thankful for in knitting this year is that it's been more of a meditative place. I have found rest and reassurance in my knitting,
Totally. Me too.
because I found my time with my knitting to be more purposeful. It's not my mindless knitting anymore. It's my, I'm going to actually pick it up and while it still has the same flow, my minutes are spent thinking, oh, I actually get to knit on this and enjoying it in that form, which I think is a little bit different than just having it next to me. Not
Yeah.
that there's no right, there's no wrong.
Oh,
They're
for sure.
both,
But I totally see what you're saying. Yeah. There's a different level of like focus and appreciation.
Yes.
I feel like my next one is like, I don't know, it's not as like deep, but it's portable. Some projects more than others, but it is, especially like if you're doing something with one or two colors and it's a smaller project, or like a hat or a dishcloth, so easy, or socks to take around with you. Like sweaters, little more volume involved, but it is something that you could take different places pretty easily, which is really, really nice, especially for something like that is such like a comfort or something that you can do to like fill time instead of, not that I don't do this, but like hanging out, watching reels and stuff on the phone.
Sure. I get what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Well, and talking about communication too, it's a icebreaker.
Oh, I like that.
I was at a volleyball match the other day that I was working at, and someone at the table that I was at, she had some time and she was crocheting on a blanket.
Yay!
And I was like, oh, so what are you working on? And it was a great way for us to make a connection and be like, oh, hey, I see what you're doing. I recognize what you're doing. And she was working on a blanket, and it was the only stitch she knew that her grandmother taught her. So that was
Aww.
very cool. She's like, oh, it's nothing. It's just a blanket, Like, oh, but it's so cool to,
Yeah, don't say it's just a blanket. That's very cool that you're
It's
making
not
a
just a
blanket.
blanket. You are
Yeah,
making a blanket.
that's right.
I challenge everybody on here, everybody listening. If you see someone working on something next time, ask them what they're making. Find that connection because they're probably going to say it's just a blanket. But you know what? It's not just the blanket. There was a lot of time and effort and thought that went into that blanket. Even if it was the only stitch your grandmother taught you. But you know what? That means something. That is something that your grandmother wanted to share with you.
Yeah, that's so special.
Yeah. It's been a rough week around here.
Oh.
We lost several family members actually this week.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. One, we didn't have a great connection with, and the other, she was ready. It was her time. She was ready to. She had lived a great, wonderful life. Bacold's grandmother passed away last week,
I'm
and
sorry, Kelsey.
thank you. I didn't know her real well, but we made a connection on crafting. She was a crocheter. And even at the end of her life, I knit a hat for her, and she wore that to bed every night until the end. So I knew she had a handful of days left, but I wanted her to have a shawl. Unfortunately, Cold forgot to take it to her, so she never
Oh,
got it.
I'm sorry.
But his mom now has her hat, and yeah.
That's special.
So, knitting can bring comfort and love, and even when you don't think it's going to, it probably will. Somebody is going to find comfort and love, whether you're making it or giving it to somebody, it's going to be something special.
That kind of lines up with my next point, which was, sorry, I'm moving things around. It results in projects, like completed things.
Yes.
Or I guess I should have said finished objects, not projects. And then you can gift them or enjoy them. So it's a process that gives you things back too. Like that hat. I don't know if I'll ever forget, like the picture you sent me of that hat now is really cool hat. And yeah, you can gift them, you can give them to charity, you can auction them off towards something that really matters to you. That actually just happened at my work. We are every year we do something for the United Way. And so all of our different employee resource groups did different things, and one had a silent auction, and there was a bunch of like those giant knitted blankets,
Oh,
like
cool.
the giant yarn. So I had a coworker that was just so excited. She's like, "Did you make this?" I'm like, "No, but it's cool." I guess my next one kind of flows into the same thing as like community, like bringing people together. Kelsey kind of already covered that, but like I met people at the Fibersmiths that like I never thought I'd run into, and it was really cool. And like different like employments and living in different places and on the metro, and that was really, really cool to get to meet different people. And then Kelsey kind of referenced this already, but just sitting next to someone and seeing like it's like a great conversation starter, and you might have never talked to that person next to you and been like, oh, what you working on? So
Like that is knitting has opened my world, especially through, like I was mentioning earlier, it gave me a place, a community that I could be myself. Like knitting was my thing and other people find it interesting. But also like the sense of I get to do something with somebody else. Like I've done several like yarn bombing projects that are like massive group projects
fun.
that, you know, like you just don't know that the person down the street is also a knitter until you ask or until an event comes up, or it brings us together. And that's something that we're really missing in the world, are these connections. So I'm hoping to grab onto them when I can.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's getting interesting with all of our technologies, right?
Oh yeah. It is such a two-way street. Technology is such a good thing, but yet at the same time, such a
Like, I never had a knitting pattern, so my knitting really didn't bloom until the last 4 years. And I know it was available before that, but I just, when I grew up, like, I didn't even have patterns. Like, I had one book and my acrylic yarn, and that's what I thought knitting was until this all these great resources came up and been like, oh no, there's some really, really nice soft yarn you can knit with, and here's
ooh,
some really
try
cool
this.
patterns, like you
Ooh.
can make a hat instead of a square.
Absolutely. There are so many other things you can do. And that's kind of cool too. You know, we've seen, I think we're seeing a more accepting world as far as handmade objects. We're coming back to a place where, you know, oh, it's not just something that your grandma made. Oh, cool. You made that? You
Yeah,
know,
that's true.
it's not as much of a everybody's trait anymore. It's something special.
And also it has like kind of a low barrier to entry. Yes, you can spend a lot of money on some really nice needles, some really nice yarn, really nice patterns, but you can also just grab a ball of yarn that has a pattern in the inside of it. And might even come with some needles or whatever and just start. So I think it's cool that it's maybe not 100% accessible, but it is a lower barrier to entry compared to some things.
Yes.
For sure. Like, I think you could start a project, your first project, in under $10, maybe even five, depending on how what you want to do.
Yeah,
Like
it
if you
absolutely.
did dishcloth, one ball of cotton, two knitting needles.
Especially with the internet, but yes.
Yes, that's true. That's like
If you
YouTube,
know
it's
your
totally different.
stitches, still figuring out the stitches and how to make that is still the hardest part.
Definitely. Let's see. Then there's also like some medical benefits, and I'm not gonna talk too much on this just because I am not an expert, but it's been known to help with memory. It's been known to help with the ability to handle stress and even like some like dealing with personal illnesses and pain and even oddly arthritis, even though it might be harder to knit if you do have it. I've heard a lot of things like that too.
I could see where once you got your thing, like once you got your joints
To get
going,
things
once
moving.
to keep moving. That's always big key, is to keep things moving.
And then even like in, I guess in anyone, it teaches patience. Like it takes some time to make something, and but you can enjoy that process. But yeah, I think that's mostly what I have.
I think
There's, I could
that's.
probably spend a long time on it, but
No,
yeah.
I think that's really good. I think for the most part, it boils down to the fact that there is so much that the knitting community can provide, and it can be a good resource for learning new things. It can be a good resource for relaxation and comfort. It can be a good place to be a part of a community. It's always good to know those things. So I think that moves us into our biking section.
Whoop
And so we don't
whoop.
have a biking fact per se this week, but Caitlin, oh, what are you going to do this weekend?
I'm gonna do my first gravel race ish.
Yay!
Yeah, that
It's,
should be fun.
yeah, it'll be a great ride. So we're both going to do the same ride this weekend. I am hoping to do 70 miles. Caitlin is going to do 35 miles on her fat bike. Both difficult in their own nature. I can't say I'd want to do 35 miles around Madison County on my fat bike. But at the same time, Cole will be out on his bike as well, doing 175 miles. I have nothing better to do with my day than to be out on my bike. It's supposed to be 60 degrees and sunny. So it
Perfect.
should
I could
be,
even go cooler.
yeah, no, 60 and sunny should be about ideal. The race is called the Spotted Horse Gravel Race, which Cole's done before. I started last year. I've volunteered with before. And let's see, Caitlin and Leah are both going to be doing 35.
On our fatties.
Yay!
Yeah,
I'm so excited for you guys. There'll be food afterwards, things going on, people around. Should be nice enough. We're planning to camp out Friday night. Yeah. It's beautiful in
should we
that
camp
area.
out Friday night? We were just gonna drive down the day of.
You can if you want. We're going to because Cole takes off at like 6 a.m.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're like at like 10.
Yeah. It's not a big deal for you guys. I think we take off at 10 too, so yeah, it's super exciting. How do you feel about it?
Good. I've tried to modify my training to kind of focus on it, and we don't have necessarily totally gravel by us, but we do at the same time. So we have our neighborhood has set up with a bunch of alleys, and we are in a valley. It's not like a crazy hill, but it's still a hill. So on Friday, I dragged my husband out, and I was like, we're gonna do an hour of alleys. And so we just went up and down and tried to get as many as we could. I usually like there's a kind of like a flatter section that's we would have to loop by a busier road, so we would turn off before that and just go back up and down and up and down. And we got a good chunk of them. I think we didn't hit all of the alleys in Valley Junction, but close. And the map is pretty funny. And then I've just been trying to ride my fat bike as much as possible, make sure I'm comfortable with it. All my bike setups are different, which I think is really good in the end, like the because it uses different parts of my body. And I've been trying to do longer rides on it too when I have time. But I don't know, we'll see. I don't ride 35 miles in a row often. But I think my lowest week in the last 6 months was 74 miles.
You
So
got this.
I don't know.
So here's, I haven't ridden 70 miles in a row at all this year. I'm very much looking at this as a challenge for myself. This hasn't been a big biking year for me in general, which is okay. I'm perfectly okay with. But I know perfectly well that I can ride 35 miles just fine. And my goal for looking at it this weekend is to break it down into roughly 4 or 5 different chunks and to say, hey, I can ride 17 miles. Take a break. Hey, I can ride 17 miles. Take a break. And those are roughly where my aid stops are going to be. I fully intend to stop at my aid stops because you know what? As of right now, there's no one else in my category.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and the race directors have to be there well after I'm going to finish. So, yeah, I have no problem with letting it take all day.
It's fun. I like it. It's gonna be a fun day. Some things like I don't know. I've done triathlons, but I've never done a strictly biking race. But just having like the basics on your bike, make sure you have enough water and food. Like there are stops, but not a ton. Like you still need to kind of like even on the website, it's like you should be self-supported. So just being prepared for that. What's wrong?
Oh, I just looked up to see who was registered for this 70-mile race.
Okay.
Because a long time it was just me
Yeah.
in my category, but now there's another person in it, and she's gonna beat me by like 3 hours.
Second place is also awesome.
Yeah. I'm hoping to finish. No, the other person registered, her name's Heather Poskovich. She literally rode her
Follow
bike.
her.
Yeah, she literally rode her bike across the United States this year. Literally in 11 days.
It's pretty badass.
So she's gonna beat me.
There
I'll say hi to her at the
you go.
start. Maybe she'll be around again.
That'll be fun. Let's see, I'm gonna have lights on my bike. I don't know if it's necessary, especially for mine, but I don't really care about extra weight.
You know what? It's harvest season, so at a minimum, your taillight is going to be nice to have on.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have those. I'm gonna have everything I need to change an inner tube, because I am not tubeless. A bunch of people in our group are going tubeless on their fatties, and they're getting stressed about it, but then it's happening and they're getting it.
You
But
know what? I would almost rather go tubeless and have a backup. It's going to save so much weight on a fat bike.
yeah, the tubes are huge. Like I'm either gonna have to zip tie it or just keep my trunk bag on, which might be just fine. But especially since I'm definitely not gonna be fit, like there's gonna be people doing the 70 mile. I have time to change a tire if it comes down to it, or an
Oh,
inner tube.
absolutely.
So I'm gonna carry that with me because I rather finish and do the race. Whereas like there's some triathlons I've done and I'm like, psh, no, I'm carrying nothing. Because if it happens, it's just done. So I'm gonna have everything I need to deal with that. I will probably have my chain breaker with me too, because it's in there already. Probably not necessary, but that kind of stuff. But I think the biggest thing is like whatever nutrition you need. Because even 35 miles, I mean, on my best day, I do 15 miles an hour. So we're talking 3 hours out there.
I promise you, you're not going to do 15 miles
Oh,
an
I
hour.
highly doubt it. If I get 10, I'll be surprised.
I'm aiming for 10.
I applaud you, and I will be really thrilled if I get that, but I don't know if I will.
That's okay.
But I'm going to pack, assuming that I will be like at like 8 miles an hour average, and go from there.
The thing that I've always been told is that we pack for our fears. We pack for our fears, the things that we're not going to have, the things that are going to break. So, like, I'm going to be packing ibuprofen. I'm packing a spare tire, or not tire, spare tube. If I need a new tire, I'm just calling it quits.
Same. I'm not carrying a tire
Not
on
carrying a tire.
probably on any of my bikes.
I might have some tape.
What type of tape?
Might have a little duct tape.
Nice. Duct tape fix everything.
So I take like a bottle of ibuprofen, wrap duct tape around, so you have some to pull off later.
Okay, nice.
Double use it, and so I put ibuprofen, and I put my own medication and in the ibuprofen container, and that'll be ready. So then I'll have, like I said, tube, pump, tools, food, probably run 2 water bottles, gel, chamois cream, lubricant.
So with the chamois, like, so I have like giant tubes and we have little sample tubes.
I bring the sample tubes on the bike.
I just like want to find another, like, because that's just like they just make such a mess. I put them in a bag, but they still just get so messy because I don't use the whole thing. And then I'm like, well, just in case I need it later. And it just makes a mess.
Yeah, now they just make a mess.
Right.
I know my stop has a few route like places to stop, like a water stop, and there's like a Casey's, so I'm planning on both those stops and actually stopping for those. Yeah, I am really looking forward to it. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday in Iowa for a bike ride. So if anyone else is around, it's going to be too late by the time this comes out, but next year it'll still exist. Come out to the Spotted Horse in Madison County, Iowa. You get to see a lot of cool places, a lot of cool bridges. And the leaves are absolutely beautiful.
I have not been able, like, there's been some crazy beautiful oranges, and I have not gotten the picture yet. I've tried, but I've
Well,
not.
on your ride this weekend, take the time to take a picture.
I will. Yeah,
Because, yeah, you should.
I'm planning on wearing a shirt with pockets just to put my phone in.
Good.
Maybe my snacks, because I don't really have a front bag yet. I bought one, but it won't be here for like months.
Some.
Yeah. Oh, I should have put that in stash enhancements. I bought a new bike pack, but it's not going to be here for a while.
You can talk about when you get
Yeah. We'll talk about when I get.
Well, what do you think? Anything else?
Think so.
Well, with that and
Knit all
all the things.
the things. That's so great. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com, and you can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. You can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Brews Use, and Untapped as Kelsey J.
And you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. And also, I have a second Instagram, which is Caitlin Knits and Bikes. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.